In Washington, much of the political commotion of the day is about the rules. Senate rules about presidential appointments, House rules about ethics investigations. News analyst Daniel Shore says Republicans find themselves on the defensive, and that, he says, is an unexpected turn of events.
President Bush's 60-day nationwide campaign for Social Security overhaul has 7 more days to go. But Social Security no longer enjoys political top billing in the nation's capital. Both chambers of Congress seem preoccupied with their own power struggles. The House, over whether there will be rules in the Ethics Committee that will permit a meaningful investigation of Majority Leader Tom DeLay and his lobbyist-financed globetrotting. The Senate, over the confirmation of the pugnacious John Bolton as United Nations Ambassador, and the looming battle over the confirmation of 2 second-chance nominees to the Federal Court of Appeals, both women, one black, approved by the Judiciary Committee and sent to the floor as a test of Democratic threats to stop them by filibuster. The strange thing is that in both chambers, the Republicans, despite their solid majorities, are acting as though they are not quite sure of themselves. And they have been acting that way since the leadership, in the early hours of March 21st, injected Congress into the bitter Terry Schiavo controversy and ended up being roundly condemned for overreaching in the national opinion polls. And so now it is Republicans who seem to be reaching out for compromise in the House on Ethics Committee rules and in the Senate on a limited few judicial appointments. And it is the Democrats who seem ready for the fray, including threats to bring Congress to a grinding halt if the filibuster is abolished. The Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, in his videotape contribution to a Christian conservative telecast last night, said that if the Democrats continue to obstruct the confirmation process, we will consider what opponents call the nuclear option. That refers to a way of bypassing the filibuster by changing the rules, which can be accomplished by a simple majority. Actually, with 55 Senate seats, there should be no problem. But apparently there is a problem. As demonstrated in a spirited fight in the Foreign Relations Committee over John Bolton, the Democrats seem united, the Republicans do not. Senator Frist must be aware that opinion polls reflect a general lack of enthusiasm for abolishing the filibuster. The defection of one or more Republicans that tied up the Bolton nomination in the Foreign Relations Committee suggests more trouble ahead for the Republican leadership. This could hardly have been imagined after last November's election. But majorities only work when you can keep your members in line. This is Daniel Shore.